My name is Marissa, last initial T is a tango. I'm calling in reference to an authorization that you submitted for member Michelle Fry. Date of birth 12/26/64.
Yes, and
I need an NPR number or a group number because the provider's NPR is not coming up in the system.
Okay, so you have the provider's name?
No, I don't have the Dr. Mamu Bazi. Are you in network?
Okay. Give me a moment.
This is Sean here. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Marissa. I'm calling from CarePurse Maryland, Medicaid and Medicare, Dual Crimes Authorization Department.
Uh-huh.
We received the authorization from member Michelle Fry.
Yeah, right.
Date of birth 12/26/64.
Mm-hmm.
Is your facility a network?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the provider?
The provider isn't a network. Do you have a group, NPI, or a tax ID number that's in network?
Yeah, I can give you the NPI and the tax ID both. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm on it. Okay, so the tax ID will be 473-613-140.
And it looks like this was marked as urgent. Why would this be marked as urgent? Would the member suffer loss of life or limb?
Yes, actually. And
if this what?
Yeah, actually the patient.
So why would they suffer loss of life or limb?
Actually, the patient's chemotherapy cycle is scheduled today, and the colony stimulating factor must be given with the chemotherapy cycle only. And the patient is coming today to get the chemotherapy cycle. So we cannot reschedule the patient just for growth factor, you know. So that's why we
the authorization. The authorization may not be authorized today.
So like how long will it take? Because we have already provided the services to the patient. It's okay if you can provide me by tomorrow EOD?
I'm not sure how long it would take, but I have to submit the authorization and everything. I'm not sure how long it would take.
Okay.
So you knew the member was coming today. Was there any reason why you couldn't have submitted this a couple days ago?
Actually, the patient was getting Udenica. If you check the patient's clinical records, we have also attached it. The very first document after the form, you will see the patient has received the dosage of Udenica in July 8th of 2025. But due to the shortage in stock for Udenica, the provider has decided to switch it to the Rolvedon, and Rolvedon does require the prior authorization. So, you know, that is why we just submitted today. We came to know today.
So it would be a chemotherapy treatment cycle lapse?
Sorry?
It would be a chemotherapy treatment cycle. It would be lapsed if they didn't get it today, correct?
No, that's okay. We have already provided the Rolvedon as well today. But the provider didn't wait for the approval.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be submitted as urgent if the services were already rendered.
I would request you to keep it as an urgent if I can get the approval tomorrow, so I can, you know, file the claim ASAP. So it doesn't affect the, you know, the patient's next service.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Can I have your first name and last initial?
Yeah, it's Sean, last name, initial, M. Can I also get the case number?
I don't. It's not a case number, sir. The authorization hasn't been built.
Okay.
Right.
So
the authorization hasn't been built yet. I was calling to verify why it would be deemed as urgent and to get a NPR tax ID number. Yeah, the authorization hasn't been billed, so we don't have a case number.
So now you have all the information on file to for submission of the authorization, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. What's your name again?
Marissa, M-O-R-E-S-S-A.
Okay, Marissa, I really appreciate your time and assistance. And what is the turnaround time for the urgent request?
72 hours.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and assistance. We will call back and
sure.
get the follow-up.
Okay, thanks for calling. Care First Mellon, Medicaid, Medicare, Dual Prime. Enjoy your day.